Welcome back. This is an advanced composition and sound design lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live. Dub chord voicings in fast tempos. Dub chords are a backbone in jungle, deep rolling DNB, and even heavier halftime flavors. But once you're up at 170 to 176 BPM, the exact same chord idea that sounded huge at 140 can turn into a smeary blur. So today the mission is simple. Build dub chord voicings that stay thick, wide, and moody, while still punching through fast drums and a rolling bass line. By the end, you'll have two things. First, a dub chord instrument rack built with stock Ableton devices, with controlled low-end, stereo width that won't disappear in mono, that tapish movement from chorus and subtle modulation, and tempo-synced space that actually works at 174. Second, a 16-bar drop sketch with offbeat stabs, call and response with your sub or reese, and macro-controlled tone movement for tension. All right. Let's set the session up so it's fast tempo ready. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's the classic rolling zone. Now make a few tracks, one for drums, one for bass, one for dub chords, and one more audio track called Dub Chords Resample. Because resampling is going to be a huge part of making these feel real. On your master, throw on a utility. Leave width at 100%, gain at 0. We're going to use this later as a quick mono check, and I want you to actually use it. Dub chords love to trick you in stereo. Now, before we even touch synths, we need the chord language. At high BPM, dense jazz stacks tend to smear, especially when you start adding chorus and reverb. So your guiding principle is this. Strong identity tones, less low mid junk, and more spread intervals. In other words, don't cram all your notes into one octave and hope EQ will save you. Here are the go-to chord types that work in DNB dub contexts. Minor 7 for classic mood, minor 9 for modern depth, sus 2 or sus 4 when you want darkness without sounding happy, and minor 7 at 11 for that slightly eerie, cinematic width. And here's the big trick. You often omit the root. Why? Because your sub or reese usually owns the root in DNB. If your chords also hammer the root down in the low mids, you're basically volunteering for mod. Rootless chords let the bass be king while the chord supplies color and attitude. A practical starting point is a minor 7 shell vibe. Think flat 3, flat 7, and the 9 on top. Or a sus voicing. Root, 4, flat 7, 9. Or a spread minor 9, where you keep notes apart and maybe lift one voice up an octave. Now I want to add a coach thought that makes a massive difference at 174. Think register choreography, not just voicing. The same chord can read as mod or laser depending on octave. A reliable approach is keeping your chord's lowest tone around E3 to A3 only if you're going rootless and your high pass is steep. Then put your identity tones, like the 3rd, 7th, 9th, 11th, up in the C4 to E5 area so they speak through breaks. And if you're masking the snare, try raising the entire chord 3 to 7 semitones before you start carving more EQ. Octave placement is often cleaner than surgery. Cool. Now let's make it roll. Not rush. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on the dub chords track. Set your grid to 8th notes. Classic pattern. Offbeats. Put a chord stab on the end of each beat. That gives you 4 stabs per bar. Then, groove. Go to the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58%. You can keep it live or commit it later, but do get some swing happening, because perfectly rigid offbeats can sound like house stabs, not rolling DNB. Next, velocity. Don't let every hit be identical. Aim for a range like 70 to 110 with variation, and think musically. At 174, dub chords often feel best when they answer the snare, so the stab right after the snare on beat 2 and beat 4 can be slightly more confident. And here's the advanced feel trick, micro-timing with intent. Try pushing the first offbeat stab in a bar 1 to 6 milliseconds late. It creates a slightly lazier pocket. And if you add a pickup stab into a phrase change, pull that pickup a tiny bit early to create urgency. Do it manually per hit sometimes, because one groove template won't nail phrase level feel. Now sound design. We'll build a stock-only instrument rack vibe, but you can just do it directly on the track for now. Load Wavitable. We want rich harmonics, but we want a stab, not a pad. Set OSC 1 to a sawish shape, OSC 2 to a square, but keep it lower in level. Just to add bite, turn on unison with 2 to 4 voices. Keep the amount subtle, like 10 to 25%. Remember, unison is fun, but it's also where phase problems start. Use a low-pass filter, set cutoff somewhere in the 600 Hz to 2K Hz range to start, and add a little drive, 2 to 6 dB. Now amp envelope. Make it percussive. Attack basically instant. 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain very low, basically down. Release around 150 to 350 milliseconds. The goal is short blats. Bass will come from effects, not from long releases. Before the synth, we're going to control voicing quickly using MIDI devices. Drop in Ableton's core device before Wavetable. Here's a killer starting stack. Shift 1. Plus 3 semitones for a minor 3rd. Shift 2, plus 10 semitones for a minor 7th. Shift 3, plus 14 semitones for the 9th. Now when you play one note, you get that M9-ish color immediately. If you want more tension, try swapping the plus 10 to plus 11 for a major 7th flavor. Or try plus 17 instead of plus 14 for an 11th, which can sound airier and slightly more haunted. You can add a pitch device if you need to move the whole thing quickly. But generally, keep these chords above roughly 200 Hz as a mindset. And if you want to stay in key while experimenting, add a scale device. Next, keep the low end clean. This is non-negotiable in DNB. After Wavetable, add EQ8. Use a steep high pass, 24 dB per octave. Set the cutoff somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Pick based on how dominant your bass is. If your Reese has a lot of upper bass, you might go higher on the chord high pass than you expect. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 300 to 450 Hz. Small, don't destroy it. Then add utility. Turn on bass mono, set bass frequency around 140 Hz. Set width somewhere like 80 to 110% to start. You can go wider later, but don't start at super wide because you'll be fighting mono collapse and snare masking. Now we add the classic dub movement. Chorus, then filter modulation. Drop in chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode, rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, amount 20 to 40%, delay 8 to 20 milliseconds, width 120 to 180, mix 15 to 35%. If it gets facey, reduce width and mix. Big point, your chorus settings should survive mono. We're not making a wow in solo preset, we're making a mix weapon. After chorus, add auto filter. Use a low pass 12 or 24 dB slope. Start cutoff around 1.2 kHz, resonance around 0.7 to 1.4. Add a little envelope amount, like 5 to 15% for a pluck. Then add an LFO, sync it. Try 1/8 or 1/4, keep amount subtle, like 5 to 12%. Phase is a feel choice. Try 0 to 180 and see which locks to the groove better. Why filter after chorus? Because the chorus moves the harmonics. Then the filter carves that movement in a controlled way. That's how you get dub wobble and animation without accidentally turning the chord into a lead synth. Now let's talk space at 174 BPM. Fast tempos punish long, unmanaged tails. If you just slap a big reverb on the chord insert, your drop turns into fog. Recommended approach. Use a return track. Create a return called dub space. Put echo first. Sync on. Time set to dotted eighth or quarter note. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. A little modulation. 2 to 5%. Mix at 100% because it's a return. Then reverb after echo. Size 20 to 35%. Decay 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the transient stays clear. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz, high cut 6 to 10 kHz, mix 100%. Then put a compressor after that and sidechain it from the drums or snare bus. Ratio around 3 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 and aim for maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. This is huge. You're sidechaining the space so the mix breathes and the snare stays in charge. Now send your dub chord track to this return. Start around minus 18 dB and creep up to minus 8 depending on how washed you want it. At this point, do a clarity check. Solo just bass and dub chords. On the master utility, set width to 0% for mono. Listen for two things. 1. Can you still hear the chord quality? Like, can you tell it's minor versus sus versus tense? 2. Does your bass fundamental stay stable when the chord hits, or does it wobble in level? If it wobbles, you have phase or frequency competition. Fix it with register first, then EQ, then width decisions. Now we make it hit like DNB. Transient and resample workflow. Create your dub chords resample audio track. Set the input to resampling, or route it from your chord track. Record 8 to 16 bars while you tweak. Filter cutoff and resonance. Chorus mix. Send level to dub space. Perform it like an instrument. Then stop and curate. This is where the magic happens. Cut out the best hits. Tighten the tails with fades. Make them punchy. You're basically turning a synth patch into a personalized stab library. Now you can add drum buffs on the resampled audio, yes, even on chords, carefully. Drive 2 to 6%, crunch low, boom usually off, transients plus 5 to plus 15 if it's too soft. Optional grit, redux with subtle bit reduction, like 12 to 14 bits, tiny downsampling, and keep it low or parallel. Here's an extra sound design move if you want heavier results without losing clarity. Layer a clean core with a dirty copy. Duplicate the chord track. On the duplicate, add heavy saturation or overdrive, then high pass it around 300 to 500 HE. Keep it mono-ish with utility width 0 to 50%. Blend it quietly under the clean wide track, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. That gives you a center spine for small speakers, while the main remains wide and pretty. Also, if your snare crack lives around 2 to 5 kHz and your chord transient is fighting it, make a tiny spectral hole. You can automate a small EQ dip in that band on the chord, just on hits, so the snare always wins. You're not carving a cannon, you're just preventing a collision. Now arrangement. Let's sketch a 16-bar drop. Bars 1 to 4, establish the vibe. Offbeat stabs, filter slightly closed so the drums feel big. Bars 5 to 8, add tension. Open the cutoff gradually. Add a little pickup at the end of bar 8, like a 16th before the downbeat, just to pull you into the next phrase. Bars 9 to 12, call and response with the bass. Let chords be prominent for 2 bars, while the bass stays simpler, then reduce chords to 1 or 2 stabs per bar while the bass does a phrase. Bars 13 to 16, variation and a fill. Change chord quality, like minor 7 to sus to minor 9, and do a dub throw. One chord hit where you crank the send to dub space for one beat, then snap it back. Instant drama, classic technique. If you want advanced variation without adding density, use shadow movement. Keep 3 notes the same, move 1 note by a semitone every 1 or 2 bars, like alternating 9 to flat 9 or 11 to sharp 11. It feels like sound design tension, not like you suddenly wrote jazz. Another advanced mixing approach, split the voicing across 2 MIDI tracks. One track is body, just the 3rd and 7th, narrower stereo, less chorus. Another track is air, 9th, 11th, pop color, wider, more modulation, more send. Then you can sidechain the air harder so the snare stays dominant, while the body remains stable. This audio version is shortened for playback.